This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, John the mail hauler, and others that are hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And don't forget about the suicide jackets either, hauling your gasoline, your diesel, and your jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got the Amazon warehouse people. Thanks for tuning us in, as well as the Amazon drivers. So, again, thanks very much for all of that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it, America, lowercase. That's how you find us. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California to start out hour number two is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we always emphasize those two words, under God, because we know and we hope you know and understand that our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values and principles. And boy, if we could just get back to some of that, we'd be a whole lot better off, wouldn't we?
I agree. Absolutely.
All right. Now, Kyle, the collapse of FTX isn't just another crypto scam gone bust due to the changed market prices. It's a brief life of 3 years. It's one that stretched from 2019 to 2022. It became the second biggest crypto exchange on the planet, with billions in venture funding and somewhere around a million customers. Now, it also had enormous influence over the direction of American public life, politics, also backing and subsidizing some of the worst policy decisions ever made on public health on record. And they included the lockdowns, the vaccine mandates, the compliance passports that all contradict with everyday cores of principal freedom. Now this bird, who has been totally disgraced, they're trying to get him back to the United States. And to that I say, the sooner the better. He's in a place where he can't be extradited.
Well, right, and of course, the central question is the money that was given to politicians and political leaders, and by far, I believe it was the Democrats. Some Republicans got some money, but it really pales by comparison. But certainly, Captain, the influence that money brings, and the kind of results that we've seen, and having to do with the policies, is really, really frightening.
You know what you just had me doing?
What's that?
Ilhan Omar came right to mind. Some people got something. Remember that?
So yeah, when she said, "Well, that she's talking about 9/11."
Yeah, what a dope! What a dope!
Yeah. Well, exactly. But this is one of the other reasons, though, too, Captain, why I think we see diversions, shall we call them, in terms of talking about Twitter. Uh-oh, we can't have Twitter now because it could be a vector for Russian disinformation. Well, I don't know about you, Captain. I'm not really worried about being led astray by Russia because it's so obvious many times what they're trying to do. But that does become more of the big cause. Oh, it's over here. This is where the bad influence is, but the FTX stuff, that's a huge story.
Well, there are some that would say that we're being led astray by Ukraine, but I think that's kind of a two-sided street. NATO pledged additional support for the Ukraine amidst the wave of Russian missile attacks that have devastated the country's energy infrastructure. Very little power anywhere to be found in Ukraine right now. And at a Tuesday meeting of NATO, the U.S. announced another $53 million to help Ukraine repair its energy as millions are bracing for winter without a heat. Well, it's going to be cold, but I've told you before, whatever happened to the wood stoves?
Well, right.
Hello?
I do think people are going to try to do anything they possibly can. They'll burn everything and anything to keep warm just to survive. But the question of where the funds are going and what happens when they get there and what exactly, I mean, we're talking millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. And it would seem to me, Captain, that we do deserve to know where it's going, at the same time wanting to support the people of Ukraine. But having some inkling is reasonable.
Yeah, you're right. And I hear the music coming up in my ears, so hold that thought, folks. Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after these messages coming right up.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better. and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, thank you, my brother Frank. Frank is also a brother firefighter retired from Chicago. He was doing some big things, too. We called him a paragod because he was a paramedic, worked the rig pretty much as a fire medic, they called it, and he was doing fine till he got hurt just like I did, so it is what it is. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Now, to find out more, go over to the website MyPillow.com. Click on that website and go into the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, to get in there, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's it, Captain. You get into the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll start to see specials, some of which are going to save you 90% on items that he's discontinuing from stock or trying to sell out completely. But you'll be able to save 66%, 50%, buy one, get one. All that stuff is over there on the Radio Listener Specials page. And, of course, it's Christmas time. You can go right there, buy a bunch of stuff for a bunch of people, and you got it done. You got it done. Now, the promo code is CAPTAIN. If you want to call them and speak to a live person, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'll get a live person, you'll be able to talk to them, and they'll help you out. Now, there is a second website I want you to check out, also owned by Mike Lindell. It's called MyStore.com, MyStore.com. A lot of home items, household items, living room items, dining room items, kitchen items in there for you to look at. Need a toaster? They got them. Need one of those little grill ovens? They got them. And a lot of other interesting things. MyStore.com promo code will always be Captain. And again, same thing with the phone number, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. And let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is indeed.
All right, let's move along here and continue the flow. CNN CNN is laying off hundreds of employees at Christmas time, and boy, is that rotten.
It is. It's not the certainly not the Christmas News Network, I suppose. But all kidding aside, you know, it's terrible when people get laid off or lose their jobs right around Christmas time. But CNN has been having a lot of problems, Captain. They've lost a lot of ratings. They've lost a lot of credibility. They've moved around Don Lemon and put him on in the morning, and it didn't do anything. They're literally foundering over there, and, you know, one wonders if they're going to be able to right the ship by trying to go, you know, sort of right down the middle, but we'll see.
Well, Don Lemon is trying to right the morning ship with his evening crap that he's throwing around in the morning. I don't think that's going to work. But here's the deal. Wait till you hear this one. Today, meaning right now, they're notifying a limited number of individuals, largely some of their paid contributors, Anna Navarro, as part of a recalibrated reporting strategy. Wouldn't you love to hear that she got laid off because of her rotten, stinky attitude?
Well, I think that they've got to revamp everything. People have just tuned out. And when viewers tune out of something, it's very, very difficult to get them to tune back in. And CNN started, you know, so wonderfully way back in the day, but especially after Trump declared his candidacy, it really started to intensify.
Well, it's all part of and I know, it's all part of a recalibrated reporting strategy. They're notifying the impacted employees tomorrow afternoon. They'll follow up with some more details on the changes, some more names coming in the days to come, and some different changes that they are making. They're trying to go more to news that's real news, like they used to be years ago. And I even watched them years ago when they were the go-to news network. Fox was just starting up. And CNN was still the leader that everybody tried to follow. And as was said, it's incredibly hard to say goodbye to any one member of a team that's been around a while at CNN, but they don't have any choice in the matter. People, advertisers, are leaving them in droves. They just can't stand what they're doing anymore.
Well, take a look at any of the sort of aspects of broadcasting, whether it be in the news broadcasting business, whether it be in the movie-making business. We just saw Disney's Strange World flop big time.
Oh, yeah.
So terribly big time that obviously it's just a devastating thing for Disney. They're not going to make money on that movie ever, one would think. Or whether it be television programming. Once all that politics and all the wokeness and all the stuff comes in, people tune out and they go find something else to do. So we're seeing this across the board. CNN is, I think, the expression of it in the news sphere.
Now, economic growth in the U.S. has been accelerated by more than previously thought in the third quarter. Updated figures from the government showed that yesterday. Prices were also up by more than previously reported, heightening the challenge faced by the Federal Reserve as it attempts to tamp down on inflation. Now, the problem with this is, as prices go up, how does that help inflation?
It really doesn't. The idea is to try to cause pain. We hear this term coming from the Fed, basically, pain, pain, pain. And, Captain, I don't think it's pain is going to do the trick. I think, you know, we know the practical things that can happen. It starts a lot with energy prices coming down, which would then bring down the price of delivering the goods to the market and so on and so forth. We've got to get people back into an economy where there's real value, real opportunity. Just trying to, quote, tamp it down is so artificial, and we're just going to wind up like we were back in the Carter years, I think.
Well, I got the solution for it. Well, their pain, pain, pain is called 2024, 2024, 2024. Vote the bums out. Get rid of them. Vote them out. Change the course of the country again. If they're not doing the job, get rid of them.
You're right. You're right. And especially when they say things to literally insult our intelligence, like, well, it's transitory. And then they stop saying it was transitory when they figured out they couldn't say it was transitory anymore.
Can we put Janet Yellen on a surfboard and push her out to sea and say, well, it's transitory?
Well, I think that, again, people, they just don't like these ridiculous, quote, explanations or deflections. And in fact, you know, most people think we're already in recession.
We are.
You hear the government saying, well, there could be a slight recession sometime next year. You know, and they constantly do this kind of thing as opposed to attacking the problem. And they won't attack the problem because they know to attack the problem, they probably have to start acting like conservatives. And they don't want to do that.
Now, United States Air Marshals, who have been ordered to go to the border by the Biden administration, are planning to rebel over that order that's going to reassign them to the southern border to help care for a flood of migrants. In other words, they want them to be in there where the Border Patrol is currently taking care of these people in these centers and let the Border Patrol go back out to the border and do what they were doing. Well, the U.S. Marshals are saying, hey, we're not babysitters. That's not what we do. And I don't know what's going to happen here, but this is all coming to a head.
It really is. And why on earth would you telegraph that you're taking air marshals out of the sky? I mean, this makes no sense.
Boy, is that stupid? Because right away, my first thought was, if I'm a bad guy, guess what? I'm going to wait a couple of weeks, and I'm going to get on a plane, and I'm going to see if I can get away with whatever I'm going to get away with if I'm a bad guy with bad ideas.
Well, right, and sometimes it's even passengers who have either had a little too much or have some other issue, and then they go crazy and they cause a major problem at 33,000 feet, and you need to have an air marshal there. I mean, this is why we have this service. It just seems to be such a ridiculous waste of resources and just a dumb idea to deploy them.
Back around the beginning of, right after the attacks of 2001, the airlines used to take special note of the military personnel that were flying back and forth across country because they did not have the air marshals they needed to have. So technically they would approach those people when they got on a plane. They did it to a couple of friends of mine and said, look, we know that you're off duty. We know that you're military. But if we need some help, can we count on you? They would do that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were observing. Let's put it that way. They were observing.
Exactly right. That's cool.
All right, my friend, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means it's time to take a bottom of the hour break. When we come back, more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're going to let Frank Silvato take us to break as he knows how to do. I'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Twitter's new verification service is reportedly being delayed again. New owner Elon Musk had claimed Twitter Blue would launch Friday, but now a tech newsletter called Platformer says the launch is being postponed as Twitter tries to avoid paying Apple's 30% share of subscription revenue made through its App Store. The verification service would charge Twitter users $8 for the blue checkmark. People today will remember the lives of the four University of Idaho students murdered in their home earlier this month. A vigil will honor Kaylee Goncalves, Zanna Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Ethan Chapin, found stabbed to death. Police haven't caught a suspect, and the killer is believed to still be on the loose. The vigil on campus is but one of many planned across the state and will be attended by Governor Brad Little. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said you. You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you. Folks, military veterans and first responders alike, if you are having problems and you're getting nowhere with trying to get solutions, whether it's medical, whether it's a little mental problem, whether it's maybe your marriage has got a problem, maybe it's your finances, okay, which is quite common, I want you to get a hold of heroesmile.com. Now, I'm going to spell heroes out so you get the right spelling. H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com. For all veterans, you're going to talk to another veteran. For all first responders, you're going to talk to a first responder. You're going to get people that have walked a mile in your shoes that understand what you're going through. A totally different environment than some other places who will remain nameless. But heroesmile.com, check them out. I totally recommend it because I've met the people involved. They are top shelf. They know what they're doing. They're working for you because they've been in your boots. Heroesmile.com. Check them out and give them a try. And by the way, the website, heroesmile.com, also has a phone number. I'm going to give you that. It's kind of tricky. You probably can't figure this out, but here we go. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW-2. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. All right, back to the telephone line. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the caller, so hang in there. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Oh, you're okay. I was going to say you got a secret code number here now, but go ahead.
A America, the strategy of Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden is to destroy America Christianity, to redirect society in their own image. They are what the Bible warned us about, fake Christians amongst us. Homosexuals have always existed in our society. Then why do we find these two men behaving like this before the eyes of God? We do know they are hell-bent on pushing the gay agenda. They are not interested in bringing back silent prayer to our schools, but they rather satanic devil clubs for after-school children and teenagers. Stinking gay men dressed in drag, shaking their butts in front of young children. You can bet this will lead to grown-ups having illegal sex with underage confused minors because they put these measures in place. Obama and Biden do not allow drag queens around their children and grandchildren. They are responsible for the rise of woke and gay. Fake woke preachers, woke gay preachers, popping up all across America right now. Obama was born with a gold class privilege from a wealthy white African mother. The worst he did was chart a course for America. They both support a young society that is taught to hate the church and their members. What we see is the Obama-Biden socialist woke package. They own it. You better believe it, America. They own it because a wise elder will tell you judgment is clear because, you judge a person by the company they keep. Thanks very much, Captain.
All right, Elliot, you take care. Now, Kyle, I'm going to add to that. Do you want to hear this?
Sure.
The U.S. Senate just passed a bill called the Respect for Marriage Act, right?
That's right.
Did it?
What do you mean?
Did it respect marriage?
Well, what it did, it wasn't about heterosexual marriage. It was respecting or creating codifying a marriage between two same-sex people.
Now, rights of religious freedom are absolutely threatened under this current form of this bill, and not by accident. Consider this statement made by Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, offered on Twitter. He said, and I quote, "I offered to support the bill if the sponsors would include my amendment to prohibit the government from removing tax-exempt status based on religious beliefs about same-sex marriage. The sponsors adamantly refused even to consider that." He then asked the question, why? "So, if you were married, a man and a woman, you got tax-exempt status. Now they've included that to include two men or two women being married get the same status. Why?"
Well, basically, I think what we're looking at here is that there is a state religion actually in place that is going to tell the church what to do. It used to be, Captain, that the church would do what it would do in terms of its teaching and seriously held religious beliefs. Well, here comes the state religion to say you must comply with
the
that.
The answer is simple, Kyle. It's because their colleagues, Mike Lee's colleagues, did not, I repeat, did not, do not, and will not offer these protections, and that's the point.
Well, of course, but ultimately, you've got the marriage question that is going to be central to a lot of these campaigns, and I think it's part of the thing, like with the abortion issue, for example. Let's not talk about inflation. You've got to codify a woman's right to choose into the California Constitution. This is the only important problem, right, that needs to be done, and so they kind of use that as real cover because their other policies are so destructive.
The Senate should have rejected the Respect for Marriage Act because it does not. Because, again, if you're a Christian, Bible-thumping, believing Christian, okay, a marriage is a man and a woman.
Well, that's precisely right from biblical teaching. But the issue becomes now, it's no longer live and let live.
No. Nope.
It is, you have to be this way. You
yeah,
have
we're
going to
ram this down your throat because we say we're going to do it, and you're going to do it. That's all there is to it. Well, that's not the way we do things in America. I'm sorry. And that's why a number of these states where they tried to push this stuff through, it's not going anywhere.
Well, right. Well, it becomes, again, it's another point of division. It's not about two grown people can go and say they're married or live together or do whatever they want to do. And that used to be the case in America. But now it's a different thing altogether because now it's a point of division. And I don't think that these liberal leaders really care all that much about gay people.
No.
I really don't think so. I think they care about using their cause, quote unquote,
yep,
to accomplish their own political agenda. Exactly.
Yep. You are absolutely right. And it becomes what it becomes. Now, you know, we're fixing to come up on the next Truckers Highway and Byway report here in about a minute and 30 seconds or thereabouts. Now, Elon Musk confirmed yesterday that, yes, Twitter has, in fact, interfered in elections. And, boy, did that open the door wide open for a bunch of name-calling and this, that, and the other. Because the jig is up on the Democrats. The jig is up on the guy that used to be in charge of Twitter and the things that he was doing. Okay, Jack Dorsey. Remember him, the CEO of Twitter?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They were very, and the people that they banned and whatnot, including White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, and the things that they said. Oh, this is not true. You're putting out a falsehood. It was true. What they were saying was true. What wasn't true is what Twitter was doing.
Well, right. And generally speaking, these big social platforms become the equivalent, in my opinion, of like the town square. So what would it be if you had people going out in the town square and saying, you can't talk about this. You're sitting at the coffee shop. No, I'm sorry. You can't have that conversation. We rule over you. That's what some of these big tech people, I think, were trying to accomplish in hiding under the idea that, well, this is our platform and we're just going to regulate it. But in reality, it becomes almost like a public utility because it's so ubiquitous. That's where I think a lot of the argumentation goes.
Well, I had one of my neighbors yesterday come up to me and say, you know, I've been using TikTok till I heard you guys talking about it the other day, and I'm no longer using TikTok.
Yeah, right, right, exactly, yeah.
All right, let me go over here real quick. Good morning, caller. You got a very short amount of time. Go for it.
Yeah, this is David from Sandusky, Michigan.
Go ahead.
Yeah, enough. I got a position in the ministry.
All right, your signal is very poor, David. You're going to have to call me back afterwards here, but I'm putting you on hold over here. You broke up on me. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more Kyle Warren and I with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, here by popular demand, I played this song last night. I created a firestorm, a firestorm, an email request. So here you go, guys and gals. We're playing it again. Eddie Rabbit.
On the radio, I gotta keep rolling.
Brady. Kyle, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. We created a monster.
Well, I love that song, and I loved Eddie Rabbit, and we lost him way too young back in the late 90s. And but that song goes back to 1980, and it's still a toe-tapper and just really a great song.
Well, it was a mind-opener, too, because I guess because I got so many requests for it, I had to play it again. And I told them, oh, we're going to play that. It was so great. All right. But then I got another one that I just got requests for, which you'll probably hear tomorrow, because I've got it in my queue, but I can't play it right now because we got to talk about the weather. Kyle, we've got us a big old western series of storms that run from the Canadian border all the way down to, let me see here, I-70. Now, if you're traveling east-west, guys and gals, this weekend, you're going to look okay east-west on I-40. You're going to look okay on I-30. You're going to look okay on I-20. And you're going to look okay on I-10. But it's a different story west of the Continental Divide. Take it away, Kyle.
That's exactly right, Captain. And this hour we're monitoring active snow and rain in Northern California. This is going to start a little bit south of Red Bluff on your way up towards Redding on Interstate 5 in Northern California. And it's going to turn into snow up in the Mount Shasta area as you head towards Southern Oregon. We've also got, of course, the storms coming into the Southern California area over Thursday and Friday. Not quite as much as we might have expected, but it's still going to be there, so definitely be aware of that. We do have snow up near Twin Falls, north of I-84, up near Boise as well. This is snow that we're seeing on the weather maps right now. Northern Idaho as well, we've got snow coming through there, so be careful on 4th of July pass. This heads on over towards Missoula. But all over the western United States, Captain, you're exactly right. We've got all kinds of snow, especially south of Portland, snow showers along Interstate 5 there, so you want to be aware of that. We've also got heavy snow possible coming out of Denver along I-70. We've got winter storm warnings all up and down I-15 in Utah and up in Montana. Winter weather advisories covering almost the entire state there, as well as northern Nevada. If you're coming out I-80 heading towards Elko, you got winter weather advisories there and winter storm warnings coming up and down Highway 395 in California. So please do be careful out there.
Okay, well, we're going to start out up in North Dakota because North Dakota, Montana, obviously, you got a storm moving across. It's moving to the east. It's just a matter of time before it gets into North Dakota and it moves further east as well. So that's I-94, I-90 up there. But when I-90 breaks and goes south and comes out South Dakota way down there by Rapid City, you have got a winter storm warning right there in those mountains coming out of Rapid City. So be advised that you're going to have some tricky driving for about a 25 to 30 mile area in there where it can get really slick. Just be advised and allow yourself plenty of time. Now, the western part of Nebraska, especially coming out of Colorado up I-76, you're going to have some weather to deal with. A lot of wind there tonight as well until you get up on I-80. And then so far, you're on clear sailing across I-80, but that weather is coming along behind you. And then down on I-70, there is some wind that's going to be pushing you across to the east towards Kansas City and points east. That will deteriorate as the day goes along. You'll also get some weather in the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas. You're going to get some stuff as the day progresses. And moving up into the upper Midwest, up along the upper peninsula of Michigan, you're going to have a winter storm warning up there. You're going to have a gale warning. You're going to have wind-driven snow, which is not going to be a lot of fun. Wind-driven snow. It's going to take care of the entire upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as the northernmost part of the lower part of Michigan, north of Detroit. So our people up there in Sandusky and whatnot, you are going to be seeing some weather. Plus, lake effect snow tonight. Here we go. Toledo east all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania, then over towards Dunedin, up towards Buffalo, that it's a hit or miss skip and jump thing where, depending on the wind, you'll have snow across into Syracuse, into Utica, up north, up I-81, Watertown to the St. Lawrence River. You'll have a path of snow. It looks like it's going to go right across I-90, right through the Berkshires, Massachusetts, right over to Boston before it goes up the East Coast. And we got some really rough-looking sea weather tonight along the coast, Newfoundland down to New Hampshire. You've got some very serious wave activity there, some high surf and some winter weather to the north of it as you go up north towards French fry country to get those French fries in Presque Isle and Caribou. Now, coming on down to the south, to the south tip of Jersey, Cape May, you're going to have a lot of windy conditions. There's a gale warning all the way down there. And other than that, a little bit of fog to contend with around Chesapeake Bay. Definitely fog tonight. I-75 north of Gainesville, up on up to Valdosta towards Tifton on I-75. So be careful. The visibility is going south very quickly. All right, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him, and we know you appreciate him as well, because we get a lot of activity from listeners out there. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, the air marshals are all excited because they're going to get shifted down to the border, and now we hear that they're planning to rebel over that order. I don't know exactly how they're going to do that, but a bunch of them are saying, that's not what we do.
Well, they're not trained for that. You know, they're trained for terror and flight emergencies and to, you know, they're not trained to be Walmart greeters to
babysitters.
Right. So the big question is, who ordered this out of the Department of Homeland Security?
Mayakis.
And, well.
You asked. You asked.
What is the risk to our planes? I mean,
yeah.
To our entire aviation system.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's the issue. You've got Border Patrol. They obviously need some, and they won't hire them. They're just moving people around. And, you know, I'm guessing that the other thing, too, is that nobody's applying for the job.
Probably.
To be a Border Patrol agent. Right.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and they've done it to themselves, but they don't want to admit it. But Mayorkas is the one that gave the order. I saw an order sheet, and his name was at the bottom, so we'll hold him responsible. In the meantime, we'll hold the break responsible that we're coming up on. Coming back next hour, and we're going to say hello to our friends in Orlando. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.